We welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The Giants 2017 training camp is underway. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa, the first of 20 installments of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. This is your source for everything New York Giants. We've got a big first show for you. We'll talk with Giants head coach Ben McAdoo about the start of training camp. We'll also be joined by Jason Pierre-Paul. We'll hear from Odell Beckham Jr. as well as Damon Snacks Harrison as we dial into the Big Blue. And it's with great pleasure I welcome in a two-time Super Bowl champion as my co-host for this first show of the year, number 66, David Deal. David, how's it going?
Unbelievable. First day of training camp, and it's nice to be out here not getting into the heat of action out there.
Yeah, what's it like for players knowing that the rigors of training camp are about to get underway?
It's very exciting for these players because they know that this is everything they've done up until this point to prepare themselves, whether it was OTAs, mini camps, these last couple weeks during the summer. This is what it's all about. It's all about the 2017 season, and their identity starts today in training camp. They may have not hit each other, but the way that they go throughout practice, the way through they go out each and every period, it's going to dictate their tempo, but more importantly, their fundamentals and details throughout the rest of the season.
And a lot is expected of the New York Giants. They're coming off an 11-5 season. They were in the postseason for the first time in a couple of years. And unlike last year, where the Giants were able to sneak up on some people, the expectations for 2017 are much greater.
They're high. You know, we always talk about putting another trophy in the case. So I think if our goal is anything other than that, there's no point in being here.
I see no reason for us not to be a good team. You know, it all just comes back down to doing what we do at practice and coming to work every day with an attitude of winning. So.
I think as a team, we're feeling really confident, just trying to kind of build off what we had last year. And I think just with the group of guys that we got and the new guys that are coming in too, I think we have something real special. It's just about putting the work in now.
It's outside expectations. 1% a day, man. Just get better. 1% a day. That's why I wore the shirt. I had on my snack shirt, but I came in here with this shirt, man. That's our theme for this year. We can't do anything about the end of the year. We can't get to January unless we take care of this week first.
And, David, it is about getting better each and every day. Now, you won two Super Bowls with the New York Giants. You know what it's like going into a season where you're the target of all of your opponents. It's different for this team. How do they manage the expectation level? Because a lot of people think the Giants can win the division, if not win the Super Bowl.
Exactly like Snacks Harrison said, taking one day at a time. The 2016 season, it's over. This is a brand new year, and it's time for them to find a new identity. And the other thing that we heard him talk about earlier, looking at the things that they didn't do right. When you win football games, especially in Coach McAdoo's first season, to go 11-5, it's easy to mask some of the insufficiencies that you have as a team. They're focusing on those things now because they know every other team is looking at ways to exploit this team after the success that they had their first year.
All right, so the Giants will have to deal with that coming into 2017, but that's a problem that you want to have. Let's face it, the Patriots deal with it each and every year. Today was the first day of practice. Now, there are OTAs. There's the veteran mandatory mini camp. But what's it like for the players on that very first day of training camp?
It's exciting. You know, for the veterans, they've been through this. They know what's coming. But they're just excited to get back out on the field, get ready for this season, and get back to what they're doing, loving the game of football and practicing. And for the younger players, the rookies, they're going to get a lot of things thrown at them. Not physically to start, but mentally. The coaches are going to want to see, can they adjust? Can they do things on the move? And how will they fit on this football team? They're going to worry about those things now until the pads get on, so they can take their time and worry about each individual practice up until that padded practice.
You know, Ben McAdoo does a lot of studying in the offseason. He's always looking for different angles, different ways. As the Giants practice for the first time today, it was not necessarily at, you know, a full-speed practice, not in full pads. He's got everything planned out to a T. What did you observe in that first practice
today? I observed, even though that they weren't in shoulder pads and helmets, how detail focused they were. If your hand's behind the line, put your hand behind the line. If you're supposed to run a route 7 yards, they're running it and cutting it at 7. So you really see that even though they don't have the pads on, they realize how important each and every rep they take out here is.
You know, one of the storylines, if you live in the New York metropolitan area and you picked up a newspaper, obviously Odell Beckham Jr. is always sort of a lightning rod. Anything that he says becomes back page news. Odell addressed the media today talking about his contract and being back in camp.
Well, this is my fourth year in the league. I don't really know about contracts. I don't know how they're done. I don't know anything about that. That's up to Mr. Reese, Mr. Mayor of the Giants, my agent. So they all figure that out. I just come out here, stretch, run routes, play football, try and be the best teammate I could be every day. And that's really all I have to say about it. I just came here to play football and, like I said, be the very best that I could be this year. So if I have to go out another year and prove myself, that's what you have to do. That's the position I'm in. That's all I can do is go out and play. I can't sit there and worry about getting a contract or not getting a contract. Honestly, I really don't think God's plans have ever failed for me, so whatever is in them is in them, and when that time comes, it'll be there, and I know it'll be there, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 10 years from now. I don't know.
Well, after that, Giants CEO and President John Mara spoke with the media, and here's his quote. He deserves to get paid. We're going to pay him. It's just a question of when we enter into the contract, and I don't have a timetable on it right now. I just don't think there's any need to rush into it. He's going to end up getting paid at some point. And the organization has been pretty upfront about the fact that they want him to be a Giant for life. This is all part of the process that you're going to get with a superstar player who is in his going into his fourth year in the league. Is it much to do about nothing, David, as far as what's quote-unquote being viewed as distractions?
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with anything. He's here practicing, getting ready for the football season. And you may have all those inklings on the outside, but all they're worried about right now is becoming the best football team that they can be. And that's all that matters. So all these things, the contract stuff, all this, when it comes down to football, when it comes down to Odell Beckham Jr., you know that he's practicing full speed. You know that he's going to give everything that he has to this organization. And the way that this has happened throughout the organization in the past is the veterans who work hard, who drafted or were drafted here, they stick around. It sends a message to the younger players in the locker room that if I work hard, I can stay around here like Eli Manning or Justin Tuck or an Odell Beckham Jr., which he will be a Giant for life.
Yeah, and look at the production, too. I mean, he's setting records for wide receivers that have never been seen before in the first 3 years in the National Football League. And you and I are both in the building. We see him interacting with his teammates. We see him on the practice field. He's a good teammate. I mean, despite what is perceived sometimes from the outside, he's a good teammate, and everybody loves him in there.
He's a great teammate. He comes to work each and every day and leads by example. What else could you ask for?
And we showed you his numbers just from last season. His numbers are off the charts for his entire career. We're going to take a timeout just getting started here on the program. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. We're joined by Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. And coach, a lot of excitement today. Fans are out there. You get the team on the field. What was it like for you to see the guys out on the field after all the OTAs and all the meetings?
Well, it's been great. You know, 6 weeks off, it's good to get your hands on them again. It was great to see all the fans out here. Great turnout for a Friday. We're really looking forward to tomorrow. We know we're going to have a great turnout tomorrow. Hopefully we have a great day for football.
Coach, you know, you mentioned yesterday during your opening press conference, as the players reported, that you've really done a lot of studying in the offseason with your staff and trying to figure out a schedule, both training camp and in season. Talk a little bit about sort of managing things, because today was not the most up-tempo that you're going to have during training camp.
Yeah, training camp isn't what it used to be, but it's important that you don't get a chance to see these guys for 6 weeks, so you have to build them up. You have to be smart with them, especially early in camp. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, so you want to build them up and be playing your best football when your best football is needed. And what we like to do is we like to start at the back end of things, so you start at the back end, see where you want to finish, and you work back from there. So it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
Your first-round draft pick, he's a young player,
but he brings a lot of athleticism in Evan Engram. How did he look out there today as far as just absorbing and trying to understand the pro-style game?
Well, this is the third time he has had a chance to get the first install with the offense, so that's encouraging. The special teams, that's coming for him. A lot of that stuff's new, but he's a natural athlete. He'll work his way through it, and we expect big things from special teams and offense from Evan.
When you look at your wide receiving core and you see Brandon Marshall out there, changes a little bit of the profile of the size, the height, the weight of your wide receiving core. You get excited and you start thinking about, man, we can do this, so many things that you can do.
Yeah, big targets are good to have. You throw it really anywhere in the vicinity. He's like a pterodactyl out there. He has a chance to come up with it. Has a great wingspan. He's learning the offense, and he's really making progress. Had a good day out here today with Eli, so it's great to see him back out here.
Defensively, you bring back a lot of starters. Curious about Darian Thompson, because last year, first day of practice, he's in there with the starters, and he showed a lot of maturity for a young guy. Misses a whole year. Has he kind of picked up where he's left off?
He's a communicator, and that's encouraging about DT when you have him back there. He's not afraid to bark out orders to everybody on the defense, and communication is a big part of things to make sure everybody's on the same page. So he communicates, he moves like a football player, which is a big part of things, and he gets the game, and we like that about him.
Now, you're really organized, you're really prepared, and my final question to you is, but you're a football coach. Is this where you're most comfortable, is when you're on this grass between the lines?
It's all about the grass. We got to be our best on the grass. All the work that we do, everything we do from the day the season ends is to prepare for the first practice of the off season and the first practice of training camp. So not just countless hours, but days and weeks go into each practice and how you prepare and how you use every second and every rep of your time out here. So we're fortunate and blessed to be here, and we're excited to be out here on the grass.
Coach, I'm looking forward to the season. It's going to be a lot of fun doing training camp with you and getting your insights. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. When we come back on the program, we'll be joined by Jason Pierre-Paul here on Giants Training Camp Live on the MSG Networks. A look at MetLife Stadium across the parking lot from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The first day of training camp 2017 is in the books as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Bob Popo along with David Deal. We welcome in our special guest, Jason Pierre-Paul. Year number 8. Can you believe it's been 8 years already?
8 years.
Unbelievable.
8 years. 8 years, man. Unbelievable.
Is it still exciting for you?
Still exciting, man. I'm just blessed to play the game of football, man. Can't complain about it.
I remember this rookie running down and just demolishing people on the kickoff team. He should have been a Pro Bowler his first year for the kickoff team.
Oh, yeah.
And look, here we are, leader of the defense.
Yes.
All right, so you got the contract taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You got healthy after getting hurt at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. How do you feel physically and mentally coming into 2017?
I'm still rehabbing, but physically I feel good. You know, don't feel old at all. Still out there. You know, running around like a little kid, trying to do everything I can to help this team win.
This offseason, you got some time when you had the OTAs and mini camp where you were fully active, ready to go. You had this little bit of break time. What were the things that you focused on, fundamentals, technique-wise, to get yourself prepared for this season?
I focus on, you know, my footwork, trying to do different scenarios with my hand, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what can I do better. And trying to help the young guys out because, you know, as much as we're going to need them, we're going to need them very much, you know. But obviously I try to focus on the little things like, you know, placing my right hand down and taking that first step, you know, for like a blitz call, a spaz call it, getting vertical, you know, just those little things.
Last year, obviously, you guys had to make big adjustments with all the new players that came in on the defensive side of the ball. Talk about Snacks and Olivier now year two together with you and sort of even the greater things that you can possibly do.
Last year was our first year playing together, and we got that chemistry down. Big loss, Hank, but we got that chemistry down. You know, we got to fill in that void. But, you know, OV, you know, he don't talk much. But me and him, we communicate great. That duo, me and him, is crazy. You know, we can only get better. You know, this is our second year playing together. Snacks, I already know he's going to stuff up anything that comes in the middle, anything that comes outside. You know, I'm stopping the run first and playing pass. But we got great chemistry together. We just know whoever filling in that void for Hank leaving, they got to come along, and we're going to fill in that void.
We talk about chemistry on the defensive side of the ball and having 10 of the 11 starters back. But having said that, there were a lot of utility players that needed to step in. Talk about the competition at the positions and the players in spots that you're like, I'm excited after watching this player this offseason come out here and perform.
I'm watching Romeo. Basically, first of all, I'm watching the whole front line. You know, that's why I play. And, you know, as long as we have a front line, you know, that defense will be fine. And I'm watching the linebackers. You know, BJ is doing very good. You know, he's communicating great with us. He's getting the calls out, and I understand him every call that he's getting out. And, you know, that's a big problem that we didn't have, you know, that we had, actually. And, you know, that void is starting to get filled.
So when you came into the NFL in 2010.
All
right, so David has already won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he's already been to a Pro Bowl.
Yes.
What did you learn going against him?
I learned a lot of things, man. I learned not to mess with the O-line. it was totally different back then, man. I'm glad I had the opportunity to play with David Dill, you know, the Sean O'Hara's, Chris Snee, you know, all those guys, man, and Tyrone McKenzie. I can name them all, you know. But that was a totally different group, you know. To be honest, it's not like that no more. You know, the game has got much quicker. It's a more passing game now. You know, those guys was huge up front, you know. And I knew one thing for a fact that, you know, you couldn't mess with the O-line, you know. And, you know, I carried that on. And, you know, every time I go against the O-line, I say, man, can't none of y'all stop me, man. You know, because I had to face with these guys. And that was tough, you know what I mean, because that was the old training camp. You know, now these days, it ain't the same. You know, you got two of days, but it ain't really two of days, you know. But, you know, I learned a lot from those guys, man. And I try to tell those guys, look, you know, try to talk to those guys, the O-line, try to talk to the old players, you know, when they come through. And, you know, don't be scared to ask, you know. They got a lot of potential of, you know, they have a lot of potential of learning from the old guys.
Jason, we appreciate a couple of minutes. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you having me.
Good to have you as well. Jason Pierre-Paul joining us here on the program. When we come back, we'll hear from Snacks and talk more about the Giants defense as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network.
Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network. Show number one of 20 here on the MSG Network as we get you set for everything that is New York Giants. We've talked a lot about the Giants defense. Damon Snacks Harrison has a unique way of trying to improve.
Everything you did wrong the year before.
Everything wrong?
Yeah. I mean, if you did anything good the year before, I mean, I'm sure it became a habit. And, you know, consistency is everything in this league. So if you're consistently doing something good, you can try to get better at it the next year. But you got to focus on everything you did wrong.
Pretty good stuff there from Snacks. And, David, what do you think about that approach? Most people would think that, you know, you look at all the things you did well and trying to improve upon it, but he talks about looking at the errors and trying to fix those.
That's the only way to be better is to be critical on yourself and demand the most out of not only yourself but one another. You think about this time last year, how are they going to fit all these pieces together? A lot of new faces, trying to get them all assembled together. And when they got that chemistry and cohesion, that's when we saw this team take off. Now, that's expected day one. You have all this time, all of these games, all of these plays together, and you know Coach Spags is going to dial it up, and he's going to expect more by expanding this defensive scheme for their advantage because everybody else is scheming up against them. They're watching film from last year. But what are you going to do differently, and how well are you going to do it?
You know, one of the reasons why it worked when you bring in three high-priced free agents like Snacks, Olivier Vernon, and Janoris Jenkins, as we found out during the course of the year, is their commitment level to football. Despite the fact that they signed big contracts, they weren't looking for fame, celebrity, or any of that stuff. Those guys were, like, straight out caring about balling, and that was it. That helped. So now this year, you got most of the guys back, but Jonathan Hankins isn't there. So let's talk a little bit about Dalvin Tomlinson. He's the second-round draft pick out of the University of Alabama. And as we talked about on the show earlier today, you couldn't have picked a better guy to sort of fill that void because of where he comes from.
You know that he is pro ready. He is going to be a technique sound defensive tackle, and he was considered the best run stopping defensive tackle in the draft. At the point of attack against double teams, he can extend, stack, and shed, keeping those players away from him and keeping them off of the second level. But his biggest thing that he's going to be able to need to do is recognize schemes, because as an offensive lineman, I know when you're playing up against a rookie, you're going to try to make different calls. You're going to try to confuse him scheme-wise to see if you can get him out of gap. The other one that's going to compete is Robert Thomas. Not a lot of people are talking about him, but he has a lot of energy. He is coming in motivated, and he knows that this is his opportunity to take advantage of an open spot.
Yeah, and he's a guy last year that took advantage of his opportunities when he got playing time, so the Giants will see if he can take that opportunity and grow with it. The other question is middle linebacker B.J. Goodson in his second year, limited last year due to injury, but the Giants have a lot of high hopes and projecting out that he can make that next step.
And it's so great that Antonio Pierce is here helping him, because at that middle linebacker position in Steve Spagnuolo's scheme, you have got to be the quarterback. You've got to direct. You've got to be able to audible when other teams are stemming and shifting in an offensive set. So now that he has a year of experience, now that he has another year understanding what Coach Spags wants from him, now it's about doing it on the field and making sure you direct everybody else in the right way.
As a guy that played tackle and played guard on both sides and having to deal with middle linebackers, what's the one thing that when you look at him, you would say, hey, here's what you got to do?
The biggest thing that I would say that we would hear out of other players is being able to recognize things early. If you can catch by your recognition, by your film study, by your preparation, if you can help the rest of the defense out, they can pin their ears back and play the run on the way to the quarterback.
I'm a man. Good start to the 2017 season. That wraps it up for this week's show. This is the first of 20. Make sure you join us starting Monday night, 6 p.m. here on the MSG Networks. For David Deal and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Training Camp 2017 is open. Thanks for joining us for Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.